When I was a very young boy, I was told to not play with a certain set of toy cars in my room after 9 p.m., since 9 p.m. was my bedtime. Yet, as can be imagined, I was not always perfectly obedient. There was one night when, after 9 p.m., when all the lights were dimmed, that I was playing with my set of toy cars, and as I can remember, I was enjoying the time. Yet this particular night, my enjoyment came to a screeching halt. Why? Well, to my surprise, the lights came on in my room. I was caught. So my enjoyment turns to fear, my play turns to shame, and the lights revealed my disobedience. In a more metaphorical way, I remember another time when I was a young adult in college, trying to, like many college students, prove my dominance in social status. I was conversing with a friend about another friend who happened to not be present. So basically, I was gossiping, talking behind this friend's back. I was ridiculing this absent soul in a way that, to my estimation, proved my superior judgment, superior insight, superior ability to critique. Now, the conversation was going well, so I thought. I was gaining all sorts of social status when, to my surprise, it likewise came to a halt. Why? Well, I realized that the absent person was actually present and listening. So metaphorically speaking, the lights came on in the conversation and revealed my true motives. My insightful critique turned to fear, and my pride turned to shame, as I was caught as a gossip. Now, in both of these cases, one literal, the other metaphorical, the lights came on. And when they did, what I thought was secret was actually open. In both cases, the lights revealed that where I once thought I was alone, I was actually in the company of another, and in the company of another who cared. It was affected. This is just the funny thing about light. Light. When light comes into our world, where we once thought our worlds were small, they become large, at least much larger than they were. What we once thought was private becomes common. Light often reveals that someone else is present, and light reveals that someone else oftentimes cares. In the Gospels, sin is always equated with darkness. Sin is spiritual darkness. And just like physical darkness, sin loves to be alone and hidden. Sin wants to remain in the dark, because if the light were shown on it, the light would quickly reveal how empty, shallow, hopeless, and indeed degrading sin actually is. Even more, sin is only attractive in the dark when the light of our minds is dimmed and we fail to see clearly. If we could see, even for a moment, the truth about our secret sins, we would immediately understand their futility, their hopelessness, And where would we run? The only place, brothers and sisters, is we would run to the light of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Now, contrary to darkness, in the scriptures, the presence of our Heavenly Father revealed in our Lord Jesus Christ is always equated with light. God our Father is light, and in Him there is no darkness. He is a spiritual light that reveals all that is hidden. Look at the blind man in today's reading. The blind man in the gospel led a life of virtual isolation and secrecy in darkness. So he thought. Yet Jesus Christ, the light of the world, opened his eyes, brought him to the light, and he didn't even know that it was Jesus in whose presence he was. At every moment of our own lives, every moment, through every decision we make, we are in the presence of another. We are in the mysterious presence of Jesus Christ. And like being in the light, we are in the presence of one who is always listening and one who always cares, even when we don't know it. Even when we don't know it. There's not a moment that goes by when we are not living in the complete presence of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, listening to us, watching us, caring for us, calling us back to Himself. Yet how often do we forget this presence? Do we live as if we are alone and in the dark? How often do we live as if Jesus is not watching us and by our side? Unfortunately, Jesus Christ, the light in which we always live, is too often a light from which we run. Brothers and sisters, we cannot be friends with our Lord Jesus Christ and have private lives of sin. We cannot. We cannot. We cannot be friends with our Lord Jesus Christ and have secret lives we keep from Him, or secret lives we keep from others. It is so easy. It's so easy for us to say, oh, well, I'll just give 90% of my life to God. Yet we'll just keep that last 10% to ourselves. Keep those things hidden. It is so easy to harbor those secret habits, that secret vice, that secret addiction that we think is in the dark. This is a deception. It's a deception. In truth, we cannot be friends of God and harbor secrets of lying, stealing, cheating. We cannot have secret addictions to drink, drugs, lust. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Though we might think these things are hidden, there is no darkness to our Heavenly Father. Now, the person in the pew to our right might be a stranger to us. The person in our pew to the left might not know these things. But they're not the ones that even matter anyways. You cannot fool God. God is light, and there is no fooling him. We cannot fool the God in whose presence we always are. The ancient Greek philosopher Plato was once quoted as saying that we can easily forgive a child, he says, who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when a grown man is afraid of the light. What does he mean? Well, children are so often afraid of the dark because they are afraid of being alone, quite naturally. But how strange is it when grown adults are afraid of the light because they're afraid of being seen? Children are afraid of the dark because they are rightfully afraid of what is hidden. How strange when grown men are afraid of the light because they're afraid that what is hidden will actually be seen. Perhaps this is why our Lord invites us to be like children, and that only the childlike can enter the kingdom of God. I mean, after all, children get it right. They haven't forgotten. We're supposed to be afraid of the dark. Listen to what St. Paul says to the Ephesians in today's reading. This is what he says. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Live as children of the light. For light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. Rather, expose them. For it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. So how do we do this? How do we live as children of the light? Let us not be afraid to be honest with ourselves. Let us not be afraid to be honest with each other, particularly the ones we love, family, friends. But most of all, let us be honest with God. We're not fooling him anyways. Let us make a good, good confession before Easter Sunday. Good, thorough, honest examination of our conscience, and a good confession. This time of Lent has been given to us so that we can slowly, without fear, creep out of the shadow of sin, shadows of secrets and addictions, into the light of the truth about God and the truth about ourselves. There is nothing to be afraid of in the truth, because there's nothing to be afraid of in God. Let us then live as children of our Heavenly Father, children of light. And from there, be lights to the world. Amen.